This is an ABC podcast.
Is this thing on? Yes, of course it's on. I turned it on. I'm a professional. My name is Sammy J, and you're listening to the Sammy J Snack Pack, episode 3. My oh my, time goes by. Thanks for tuning back in. I've been lobbying the ABC all week, saying, look, podcast is going fine. Got some loyal subscribers. I appreciate that. Remember, you can follow in the ABC Listen app. But we still need more. We need to give them more. What about a prize? And they said, yep, you can give away a prize. So I'm very excited. If you listen to the entire podcast today, you are going to go into the draw to win one elevator ride with our new Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce. I'll be there as well. Just you, me and Barnaby in an elevator. It'll take all of 2 minutes. It'll be awkward. I'll have some awkward banter conversation starters to help us out. But look, your chance to win, baby. So keep on listening. Oh, but what will I be hearing during the podcast? Great question, random listener. Ella Hawkins is a biscuit artist. She lives in the UK. We'll find out exactly why, where, what, how, and how good they taste. Karen Doyle is a member of the Pole Dancers Swimming Club, and she loves nude swimming, or at least watching people swim nude. We'll learn more about that. Plus, comedian and broadcaster Nazim Hussain joining me to debate whether saving is the new spending. These are just some of the things you'll hear on my ABC Radio Melbourne breakfast show, but right now it's all coming at you. In fact, on the subject of spending, why don't we kick off with a quick chat to the Assistant Commissioner of the ATO, Tim Lowe. G'day, Tim.
Good morning, Sammy. Thanks for having me on today.
I committed large-scale tax fraud in 2011 involving multiple Australians and two publicly listed companies, and I'm yet to be brought to justice. I just want to put that out there before our chat. Are we cool?
Cool. I didn't listen to that.
Okay. Just imagine the line dropped out. Just want to make it really clear, my tax fraud was like almost industrial scale level. Like it was almost described as a cartel. I just want to be upfront about that to you, Tim.
Thanks. I'm jotting down some notes for you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, on that note, I need to just add to the fact there were two other nations involved in my tax fraud and several notable politicians. I'm just putting it out there. I just want to be very clear.
No worries. Thanks, Sammy.
I imagine your people will be calling mine shortly.
They may certainly be doing that.
You're listening to the Sammy J Snack Pack. Mmm, yummy, yummy in my ear tummy.
Well, winter solstice has just been and gone, the shortest day of the year, sometimes the coldest day of the year. Most sensible people spent the morning in bed. Some people got up really early to go swimming nude. Bit like Karen Doyle from the Pole Dancers Swimming Club. Hello, Karen. What was the water like this morning?
Cold.
How cold was it, Karen?
Really cold.
Were you wearing anything, Karen?
Probably about 10 degrees.
Why?
Why not? It makes you feel alive. It clears the brain.
Did you get in the water this morning, Karen?
No, actually I didn't.
What?
Because no, I am a part of the group, but I realise that I will suffer from hypothermia.
What? Because you are a sensible human with a brain. Hang on. So you went down to perv on nude swimmers this morning for the winter solstice?
No, actually, it was very, very foggy and very, very dark.
What were you doing there then?
I was sharing in the community vibe.
Creepy.
No, it's not creepy. No, it was actually fun. They all had glow sticks.
And they got in. How many people?
Eight people.
And were you the only one who didn't? Like, what do they think of you, Karen?
There was one child there and myself.
Oh, okay. So at least you could.
One girl brought her daughter.
Yeah.
And then myself as well. Anyway, someone has to ring emergency, don't they, if anything happens?
You were a spotter. You were actually on.
I like
that.
A spotter, a carer, a looker after her.
Did you take any photos or anything?
Ah, yes, we did take photos. And there's some pretty amazing ones, but they're probably a bit X-rated.
Well, but Karen, I like that. We've been talking archives all morning, so you were officially the archivist of the pole dancers this morning.
Oh, yes. Yes, our little WhatsApp group has many pickies.
Do you mark the winter solstice every year in this way?
We're a new group. We've been going roughly 12 months, I say, and this was our first winter solstice together.
Well,
so we had to do something. And we ummed and ahed and said, yeah, let's do it.
Was the water choppy or was it still enough?
It was absolutely magnificent. Very, very foggy. You couldn't even see Frankston from Seaford Pier.
Karen, you've charmed me so much that I dare say this time next year, can I come along?
Of course you can. Everyone's welcome. We want everyone to come and enjoy the fun of swimming every day.
Put it in your diary and hold me to account, Karen.
Fabulous.
Morning, Mr. J. Let's set a date to triangulate.
Let's do it, mate. Just before 8?
We could wait.
No, let's not. We'll be late. I hate myself.
This is the Sammy J Snack Pack. Open with care.
If you like money and you want more money, you're probably a human. Well, one human who's trying to help us with that is Nazeem Hussain, comedian, broadcaster and host of the latest series of The Pineapple Project, who joins me for this week's debate. The topic today is that saving is the new spending. And Nazeem, you're going to be arguing for saving, are you?
All right. Well, have you ever heard of someone spending the world?
Sure. No, I haven't.
No. So superheroes do the opposite. They save the world. Your turn.
Okay, Alanis Morissette said, and you will recall this, Nazeem, an old man turned 98. He won the lottery and he died the next day. Now, in the life that you would have myself and the listeners live, you want us all to be the old man in the Alanis song, never enjoying ourselves, waiting, shriveling up into a prune and then passing away before we can have any fun.
Yes!
Elaborate.
No, you know what? You're absolutely right. If we all won the lottery... Well, you should spend all the time every day. But did you know not everybody is allowed to win the lottery? Oh. They only give it to one person every... I don't know how often the lottery comes out. Is it once a week?
I don't know.
Have you won the lottery?
No, of course I haven't.
That's why you're here.
Yes.
Waking up at 1 a.m. Okay. A week before each show.
Nazeem, okay.
Save your money, mate.
You want me to save my money?
Yeah.
So that it's some... undetermined future date, I can have fun. I say there has never been a worse time in the history of the world to plan for the future. Okay, we've just been through. Look at, like, this is not going to last. It's literally, it's a dumpster fire out there. If you've got even a dollar in the bank, you should be going out and buying yourself a sweet little chocky bar.
Yep, so you're right, actually. That's a good argument. You can't, like, chocolate works on me every time. You should save your pennies and get yourself a haircut, Sammy J. I mean, you've been rocking that for the last 10 years.
Is this the exact same style?
Yeah, have you changed it up?
Hang on, I want the listeners to note that we've now gone into Dirty Sledging. Are you suggesting, having known me for some time, that my facial hair and the hair
and
on my
your
head...
face, yes. Do something different to your face. Have you had a different beard trim? You just shave every day.
I grew like half a beard last year.
Did
once.
You?
Yeah.
You had a beard.
Oh, like, no, you wouldn't call it a beard. You've got a proper beard.
Oh, I've got patches.
We are in the gutter here. We're wrestling around.
I feel like we need to save our friendship.
Okay. No, I'm spending it. I'm spending it right now. Okay. How about this? The government.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's get political.
Okay.
The government, they clearly don't think that saving is the new spending. $1 trillion worth of debt. They're just going hard. Shouldn't we all take the lead of the government?
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be bipartisan here. Am I supposed to support this government?
You can support whatever you are.
All right, I'm going to throw a study at you.
Okay.
Did you know that spending more trying to impress your friends actually has the opposite effect? Wow. So if you buy a fancy car, right, trying to impress people at a party, the people at the party will be less inclined to hang out with the person coming in a fancy car than they are with someone that just drives an ordinary bomb.
Is that because they feel intimidated or like they're being a...
Yeah, because you're not drawn to people that like are showy and flashy. It's, I can't remember what it's called. It's called like the fancy car paradox or something. So spending more to be happier, to impress people, doesn't work. Spend less, just walk around in comfy stuff, drive an ordinary thing, okay? Look normal and you'll be liked more.
Oh, I'm reeling from the actual inclusion of some substance in this debate. Oh,
okay, I don't think you can call it substance, but I don't even know the name of the study.
I'm talking, nay, fighting vigorously with Nazeem Hussain. Look.
I just want to say I like your hair. Keep doing what you're doing with your face. I'm just jealous, mate.
This is the Sammy J Snack Pack. Open with care.
Bondi the phone guy from More FM in New Zealand.
We love you guys. We hit. I met a couple at the petrol station from, is it Two Rock or Two Red? Yeah, and they seem like nice people.
That's the thing about people from Two Rock. They seem like nice people, Bondi. Oh. Do you like biscuits? Do you like art? We're going to love this because Ella Hawkins is a biscuit artist who lives over in the UK designing some incredible and edible works of art. Ella, I got to say, though, it's a weird week to be doing this, a week in which the free trade agreement has just been struck between Britain and Australia, where you get our Tim Tams and we get your penguins.
I didn't know we were going to get to Brexit so quickly.
Well, let's pivot straight away from it and back to your work. So I've looked at your work online, of course, and it's just the most incredible collection of what would, under the surface, be dull-looking standard biscuits, but you've just created the most amazing and beautiful and colourful artworks on top of them. Where did this all start for you?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I've been baking for as long as I've sort of had access to a kitchen, really. But I've spent, particularly since the lockdown started, it's been like quite a nice time to spend little weekend projects making particularly extravagant and sort of detailed biscuits that I can send in the post to family and friends.
So did your output just increase exponentially with the onset of COVID?
Yes, very much so. And more recently, actually, it's more just this year, really. I don't know where it came from. But yeah, just the last few months.
Has it gone from a private passion into a full-blown business? Are you now making money from your cookie art?
No, not really. I'm actually an academic during the week. So this is my weekend hobby, and it kind of, it relates quite a lot to what I research, is my sort of day job. And I have a book about Elizabethan costume design. So it's kind of another outlet for my interests in that respect.
Hang on. So Ella, where is the intersection between Elizabethan costume design and the biscuits that you create?
Well, I've made Elizabethan-inspired biscuits.
And are all of your biscuits ultimately derived from that era?
Not that era specifically, no. I'm a design historian, so I'm interested in all kinds of different designs. So anything that really grabs my attention, if it's in a film or if it's in a museum collection, sometimes it'll just jump out as something that will really work in cookie form.
I'm chatting to Ella Hawkins, a cookie artist from Birmingham in the UK. If you're listening right now, I really encourage you to jump online and put Ella M.C. Hawk, that's the spelling you want, E-L-L-A-M-C-H-A-W-K, into your search engine, and or Ella Hawkins, and you'll find her incredible work. I want to just talk briefly about the transient nature of this work, Ella, because, you know, a painter creates a painting, it hangs on a wall for centuries. Mm-hmm. You create a biscuit that gets eaten. Does a little bit of your soul die in the process, knowing that it's so short-lived?
No, I mean, I make them to be eaten. And as long as I have a decent photo of them, I'm very happy for them to be eaten once they get to where they're going.
And how wide now is the list of recipients? Because, of course, your followers, I can see, have shot up in recent months, and rightly so. Are you getting more and more requests, and are you having to be a little more selective about who you're baking for?
Yeah, I do get requests. I just sort of explain that it's a hobby. I take on the odd kind of special request from friends and that kind of thing. But yeah, I just do it for fun still.
Ella, you can hear in my voice, every time I say biscuit or cookie, there's a sort of air of nervousness because I'm not sure quite what the translation is, because we're more used to the word biscuits over here. But I've even noticed on your Instagram page, you've had to put cookie artist and in brackets biscuits. So clearly you are aware of the confusion as well.
Yeah, it causes quite a lot of international arguments. So we call them biscuits in the UK. Iced biscuits, but in America it's more of an art form to decorate biscuits like this in America, and it's very much, they are cookies and nothing but cookies in America. A biscuit is something very different there, so people get a little bit upset if I call them biscuits. So it's a bit tricky.
Don't worry, we're all part of the Commonwealth, so biscuit it is for us.
Great.
Is it the same, do you use the same material, forgive my complete ignorance here, but you know, icing sugar or variations of it, or do you actually mix up what you're actually painting and creating with depending on the biscuit?
Well, royal icing is a very multifunctional thing to decorate with. I usually do royal icing as a base, and I'll either paint it, or I did a William Morris inspired set, and that was completely done by sort of, you colour the icing and you build it up in layers and pipe the detail out of a piping bag. So there's quite a few different techniques that I play with, but yeah, all kinds of different things really, but they all taste good, I hope.
That's it. Fast Snack is a good snack. Hope you enjoyed the bites served up to you today. And remember, you are now in the running to win a prize, 2 minutes in an elevator with me and Barnaby Joyce for some awkward, awkward banter. Good times. And don't forget, if you press follow in the ABC Listen app, you'll get brand new snack packs coming your way every week. And while you're in the app, you can also listen to me on ABC Radio Melbourne every morning from 5:30. Have a good week. Hi, I'm still here. I'm not alone. It's me and my sound producer, Ross Kavanagh. He really wants to tell you a story about how he once met Sir Paul McCartney, but I'm not going to let him this week. We were, though, talking about nude swimming. I got a call off the back of that chat.
Andrea in Croydon, how are you going?
Croydon, how are you, Sammy?
Do you go for a swim yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a group of 20 awesome women yesterday. We went yesterday because today's a work day, so we celebrated the winter solstice a day earlier.
Where'd you go?
We went down to Sunnyside, down in, I think it's Mornington or Mount Eliza.
It's Mount Eliza all the way, one of the few remaining legal nude beaches, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct, and that's why we chose it, because we thought, well, we don't want to get arrested, we're doing the right thing.
Was it pitch, what time was it? Was the sun up? No, it was...
No, we got there at first light, so we got there at 6:30 a.m. and with a 7 a.m. launch into the water, all of us naked.
And good time was had by all?
Absolutely. It was so liberating and empowering and cold that everyone stayed in for about 10 minutes.
Okay, you know what? Well, I've just promised someone else I'll do Seaford. If we can line it up, maybe I'll come down to Sunnyside as well. It's all in the same neck of the woods this time next year. What do you reckon?
Most definitely. I mean, this was women only, but we could probably make an exception to you, Sammy.
Okay, well, no, well, that's getting... Okay, maybe I'll just... I'll know my place, but we'll be in touch anyway, Andrea. You take care.
Fabulous.
You've been munching on the Sammy J Snack Pack. Clean yourself up.